on SoundCloud or at cjsf.ca.
This is Julian Taylor's Jukebox.
Charles and Eddie from 1992, Would I Lie to You? You remember the song. It's one of those one-hit wonders where you're like, who is that? And then when you Shazam it and you're like, oh my God, Charles and Eddie. They were an American soul music duo from Philadelphia. So you do hear a little bit of that Philly sound in the early 90s, obviously. Belle Biv DeVoe and Boyz II Men come up a little bit after that as well to share the reign. Julian Taylor here, and you're listening to The Jukebox. Coming up, we've got Oli Olens from Calgary. Played with her this fall, and she is lovely. Also got to see her and meet her for the first time when I was at this conference in Carolina, so that was really cool. Going to play her single, Some Days. She was just awarded the Maple Blues Artist of the... Maple Blues Brand New Artist of the Year recently, so congratulations to Oli. We also have Chelsea Young on the show, I Still Love You, featuring Daryl Anderson. Chelsea Young is an Indigenous country artist who was raised on the Big Stone Cree Nation. And Daryl Anderson is also a country musician, but from Saskatchewan. He was the 2024 Emerging Artist of the Year at the Saskatchewan Country Music Awards. Here they have a song on the show called I Still Love You. But I said that already because I got lost. Anyway, forget being lost. It happens to me all the time. I know it probably happens to everybody a little bit. And I've got my friend, brother from another mother, one of my mentors, Raven from Digging Roots coming up on the show. We're going to play Skoden. And here is part two of our interview and chat. We'll just call it a chat about guitars. Raven is our Yamaha Spotlight artist.
Are you playing in regular standard 440 tuning when you're playing side guitar? Or do you play in more open tunings?
So we ended up like we do a round dance at the end of our shows. Mm-hmm. And at 440, it was like really like people were into it. And sometimes at these bigger festivals, people would, I'm not going to say they would get violent, but they would get like kind of overexcited. And I was like, oh my God, is this going to turn into a mosh pit? You know, and it's like, you know, that's not really the direction of the way a round dance is supposed to go into.
Of course. No.
And yeah. So you would get some rowdies because they were so excited to be holding hands in a circle and to be in a space where everybody was connected, because there is an energy when everybody's connected, like either dancing together or even holding hands together, that you get this energy happening, right? Mm-hmm. When we started doing the round dances at 4:32, everybody was so chill. And I was like, wow, it's almost like they smoked a joint or something.
That's wild. And I really noticed the difference.
I noticed the difference. And we played in that tuning for like about 2 years, maybe 2.5 years. And like my old bass player at the time was always complaining to me because he plays a 5-string and just a little bit lower in the tuning, like his like 5th string, the B, would be so flabby, you know? And like, yeah. But then I started messing around with other stuff and I went to 4-4-4, and that's my current tuning that I do everything. I record in it. I play shows in it. And mm-hmm. to me, it's a little bit more in focus. It's like if you have like an A note, you hear the A note. If you tune it to 440, it's like the A note is just a little bit sharper.
So what's next for you guys? Are you guys working on new music? What's going on with Digging Roots and Raven?
We're doing some new music and, you know, singing about a whole range of topics. I think like, you know, my voice is changing as I'm getting older and my sensibility of how I want to say things is changing as well. Mm-hmm. I don't know if it's for good or bad, but I also feel like my ear is getting sharper. Like I'm able to hear things that I couldn't hear before, which is also really great because, you know, like I'm like, oh, I'm going to pick up this song and oh, I'm hearing this. And I feel like I'm getting more inside of the music in a emotional
deeper way.
Yeah. And I don't have to play as many notes more in the pocket. I mean, I've also been playing like more drums, which I really love. And, you know, because, yeah,
you
know, it's
you
like,
started that.
Yeah. Like sometimes, you know, you feel like you have two left hands or something, but, getting that a little more coordinated and then, you know, with your legs, so you're kind of going like this and your knees are popping up and down and, you know, there's a coordination thing. And I think that compared with this new kind of hearing that I'm getting is like, I don't know. I wake up in the morning and I'm like,
and you've got a studio in your attic, so you guys can just
I got a studio here. So I just let ideas come. Yeah. And then, you know, try and like record them where I can and whatnot. So that's sort of where we're at. And we have, I don't know, like we have a bunch of songs. I just don't know exactly, you know. I think what we're going to do is we're going to take those bunch of songs and we'll record them. And then that will turn into a specific album because, you know, we already have an album called Miguewin, which is the giveaway, but,
that's in the can already.
Well, it's unrecorded, but it's like, it's a grouping of songs. But I think that, you know, sometimes you have these songs and you want to rewrite them because they've been around for a while.
And so, things change.
And things change. We change. Circumstances and life change. And we want to, go with that new flow, right?
Mm-hmm. I totally get that. Amazing. Well, Raven, I really appreciate you coming in and doing this. I've learned a lot. actually, which is amazing. I love getting up and learning first thing in the morning. It feels like I'm at school.
Nice, nice.
So now I go for that. I really appreciate it. Can't slow down, can't sit still. Can I get some peace of mind? Can't slow down, can't sit still. Can I get some peace of mind?
You're riding the radio rails with Julian Taylor's Jukebox.
Well, I'm sitting here, drinking. What was I thinking? I don't really want you gone.
Well, I'm laying here, can't get you off my mind. Pretending that I'm all right. I don't want to be alone. Can't take another minute. Just knowing we are finished.
Well, baby, I still love you. I'm just not what you deserve. We're both tired. About you.
when you needed me. Just come back home. I can't take another minute. Just knowing we are finished. But baby, I still love you. I'm just not.
shout out to our sponsors, Long McQuaid. They do everything there. Instrument sales, service, rentals, lessons, you name it.
This is Julian Taylor's Jukebox.
Something within me. Oh, yes.
That is music from Theotis Taylor. We do share the last name, but we are not related. Theotis is from Fitzgerald, Georgia, where they've lived since 1943. And what's so crazy about this, and the song, I should tell you the title of the song, it was called Something Within Me. It is crazy that this guy is 92 years old and is a spiritual singer and piano player known throughout the south of Georgia for his beyond powerful voice and heavenly falsetto. He was a gospel singer and deeply rooted in the family tradition of work, faith, and music extending through generations. Julian Taylor here, and we're going to play something from Pink Sweat from the album Pink Planet, and the song is called Pink City. They are obsessed with this color, obviously, similar to how I guess Prince was obsessed with purple, but let's go for it. Pink City, here it is on the jukebox.
We were born in the rubble, we were raised in the mud. Yeah, it's hard in the city where I'm from. Trying to live, gotta make it out of the slum. Yeah, it's hard in the city where I'm from. When you're cold and all alone, you can build you a city and call it home. And when I was lost and on my own, I got out of the city. Yeah. Oh,
This is music for the human race. Julian Taylor's Jukebox rolls on.
We spent that summer kicking back like we were kids again. Yeah, and I hadn't seen your face in years. It felt like 2010. Oh, whoa. Late night holding my hand on the sidewalk, making me laugh till I fell down. Driving in your car, I can hear that song you were singing and I couldn't help but sing along. Ooh, ooh, your eyes on me throw back, yeah, we were cool. I want you to know that with you, I'd run away, run away, run away if you would. I'd spend my days going anywhere. It's not about what we do. All I wanna do is run away, run away, run away with you.
There's a million things I wanna show you in person. Since the last time I saw you, this was so searching. What you think about dipping from this crazy circus and heading somewhere with no service? Like a cabin on a mountaintop, I never wanna see you frowning, nah. Your skin so smooth, still using that same lotion. I'm head over here sipping from the love potion. And I know the world'll be yours. You make things easy when it's seemingly hard. You capture my heart. Hanging under the stars at that one bush party where you DD my car. And you're more than a 10 to me. I'ma hold you down mentally way beyond our 70s. I'll pick you up around 8. I promise not to be late. Don't have to call it a date. Let's just run away.
Kicking back like we were kids again.
I want you.